Welcome to the In Your Interest podcast. My name is Ashley, and this week I'm joined as usual by my colleague and chief strategist, Sebastian McMahon. Today, we will be taking a look back at the latest economic news and answering some of your questions that you might have. So, Sebastian, hi.
Hello, Ashley. How are you?
Good, good, good. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, winter's almost over. Spring is upon us. Only good things happening.
Absolutely. So, Sebastian, what are the hot topics lurking in the economic sphere this spring?
Sure. So, when spring arrives, it's also budget season on the federal and provincial level. So, you know, might be boring sometimes, but now we're having interesting activity there. The province of Quebec announced that its budget will be tabled on March 12. Today we're recording this, and we just had the publication of the Nova Scotia budget. BC also put out its budget last week. So we're starting to see some action here. And if you recall, a few months ago during the fall, we broke down the fall budget updates for both the federal and also provincial governments. And then we talked about the debt burden coming from rising deficit and interest rates, and also economic growth that wasn't living up to expectations. So it was hard for governments to look forward and see, you know, a path back to a balanced budget. So budgets of 2024 and 2025 should be characterized by tough choices. In Quebec, for example, the government is already announcing that the next budget will come with a large deficit, speaking in particular of the impact of public sector negotiations. We just added $10 billion of spending over the next 5 years. And don't forget that inflation also was, you know, directly inflating the government's tax revenues. This factor is also fading with inflation coming back down to target. So it's not really an easy balance to achieve for governments right now.
And I think that permanent tax cuts in Quebec have also become costly.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the expectations that governments will act in on housing are becoming pretty high. This will also likely be a source of a future deficit. Now we're hearing governments announce that no service cuts or tax increases are imminent, but we'll see what kind of tough choices that they decide to bring to us.
Okay, what are we likely to see at the federal level?
Well, first, I think investment incentives will be important. Productivity, so GDP per hour worked in Canada, is down. It's contracting, while in the U.S. it's rising. So there's many reasons, but one that's, that sticks out is that in Canada we have more SMEs than in the U.S., which tend to be more labor-intensive and less capital-intensive. And also we have the presence of oligopolies, for example, banks within large corporations. So maybe there is less of an incentive to innovate here. So government maybe can do something to incentivize investment, maybe through tax cuts, especially for small businesses, I would say, to help with investment, to support higher labor costs. But one of the themes that should be all over this budget is housing. Regulatory relief to speed up construction projects, changes in taxation on rental sales if the profits are reinvested in housing, for example, could be measures that we see.
I see. And what about for provinces?
Housing, again, should be part of these budgets. At every level of government, there are initiatives that can be done to speed up the housing starts and help rebalancing the housing market. Income support, you know that we've discussed that inflation tends to hit the poorest of the population. So wealth redistribution should be an important part of this budget. But likely what will be at the forefront of the provincial budgets will be public transportation, especially in the province of Quebec. This is going through a very difficult time. Workers have changed their habits, so we are expecting governments to act on this front.
Okay. And now for the question on many people's minds, will mortgage rates start to come down?
Well, I would say yes and no. So the no part is that we are expecting that rate cuts, we've been talking about rate hikes so often, that always say that, but rate cuts are coming in this country, but likely in the second half of the year. So if you have a floating mortgage, likely you won't see rate cuts impacting your rate before this summer. But be mindful that there's no strong consensus right now. So there's a wide array of opinion. We think that it's July. Some people are thinking it's before that. But let's say that rate cuts are coming this year, but maybe not as quickly as some would be hoping. The yes part is that if you have to renew your mortgage, you want to go to a fixed mortgage in the coming few months. Well, markets are already starting to price in future rate cuts. So markets are starting to move. The five-year rate is starting to move down a little bit lower. So we have seen the fixed rate, the five-year fixed rate starting to fall down a little bit, just 0.1% from the recent peak. But, you know, as we get closer to the summer, maybe we could see falling fixed rates being something that we talk about in the media, for example.
Okay, what are we watching internationally?
Well, the global economy seems to be bottoming out. The U.S. economy seems to be reaccelerating right now. So this is good news. The Canadian economy is in what we call a per capita recession, but it seems that we're forming a bottom there. European economy seems also to be about to enter recession, but, you know, we could be forming a base in 2024 and rebound from there. The Chinese government is trying to, you know, timidly, but still stimulating its economy. So that means that we're maybe bottoming out and we're looking at the emergence of a new business cycle just in front of us. So of course, that could be good for investors and that could be good overall for overall economic momentum. And finally, U.S. elections are coming up in the fall, but until then, you know, we will be hearing still about, will Donald Trump be a candidate at this election? What are the implications of an eventual Trump re-election. So expect this to be all over the place for the coming few months.
And what about the markets? Are they still making fireworks?
Still making fireworks now. The big AI machine led by NVIDIA continues to push prices higher, but we are starting to see a fragmentation within the Magnificent Seven that we've discussed in the past. You know, in the Magnificent Seven, you have NVIDIA, who's a chip designer. You also have, you know, Amazon, you have Meta, you have Apple, you have Alphabet, and you have Tesla that's in there. We're seeing Tesla not having a good run. We're seeing NVIDIA just blowing past everyone else in the Magnificent Seven. So now the talk is, all right, should we focus first on the chip makers, so the hardware providers for all of the servers that will make AI possible, and then after that, rotate to other sectors as the AI team is moving forward. So the question that you ask, you know, still making fireworks, yes, for now. Uncertainty around this team is growing a little bit. How to play that team, I think it will be evolving as we move forward through time. But, you know, as always, remain well diversified. It's always tempting to put all of your, you know, all of your money into tech, but being very well diversified and picking the right themes at the right time. Likely this will be getting more and more important as we may move deeper to 2024.
Okay, and do other sectors have attractive valuations?
Sure. So we're starting to see good things happen for energy, for banks, for transportation in Canada, for healthcare, for you know, the businesses that are responsible. They're, you know, they're selling products that make the servers that will make the AI data centers possible. We're starting to see those names move. So it's not just about the Magnificent Seven or NVIDIA. We're starting to see good things happening in multiple sectors right now. So it's all good for investors.
Very good. Well, that's all for today. Thank you so much, Sébastien, for this springtime economic analysis, which sheds light on what to expect for the rest of the year. And thank you also to our listeners. And please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions. And we'll see you all next week. Love this podcast? Want to know more about economic news? Follow our In Your Interests podcast, available on all platforms. Visit the economic news page on ia.ca or follow us on social media.